Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Very excited about our good friend Anita Rosen being back on the show. Anita is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 11 years now that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of many books, including the e-commerce question and answer book, including e-learning 2.0. She is one of the pioneers of the internet. Started when she was only, they caught her when she was just a child prodigy at the age of 5 or 6, I think. And she is our good friend, Anita Rosen. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back.
Do you remember the days? How well do you remember the days when you guys were building one of the first browsers and all that way back in the mid-90s? Did you realize, do you remember very much about that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you realize, though, what you were doing? Did you realize that you were on literally the cutting edge, the leading edge of something that was going to revolutionize the marketplace?
Oh, definitely.
You did, really?
It was the stuff that I did before that. That, you know, I was working with TCP, so the underpinnings of the internet.
Right.
I knew how it was going to change the data center, but I didn't understand how it was going to change
lives.
Just life.
Yeah.
But once at Netscape, yeah, completely, we realized that this, you know, people got it, and there was just so, you know, I remember
it was going to democratize.
I remember in the 80s having email going, oh, I wish everyone had email.
Right,
because it
right.
was so easy to, I was living in Silicon Valley, so all my friends in Silicon Valley, we only communicated with email. No one called up anyone on the phone, and I thought, oh, this is so nice. I wish my friends outside of Silicon Valley had this.
Right, right. So you were using new media back in those days.
My first email account was 1985.
Wow.
So
and,
yeah.
And so that was a
so
form
I was working
of,
at AT&T.
That
and
was a was form before. Of media that you're using. And then and in those days I was using Prodigy. I was dialing up Prodigy with a Hayes modem. And you know, Prodigy and what was the other one? There's a couple of others that I was dialing up to, but I was just going directly to them. I couldn't go anywhere else except, you know, the two or three that I subscribed to.
Right.
But I was not using email because nobody else uses email, you know, in my world. And this is what I mean when I say she was an early adopter, folks. So this is that's the reason why I like Anita's perspective on this. So then you guys created the browser and
I wasn't part of the browser stuff,
right.
But you know, I remember you when the browser came in, because before that it was green screened. So
right, right.
I had a house and I was trying to fix things up, and there was people out there, and you can go on to lists and you could ask questions and people can get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
My first friend who met, let's see, it was 88 was the first time I worked with someone who met someone online in an online dating site.
Wow.
1988.
Wow.
And, of course, they were two engineers. Because, you know, who else was on that stuff
exactly.
at that time? I was at AT&T. It was like, who was on that stuff?
Right, right. a small
And it was the first time
club,
I met someone that met, you know, there was the first person I knew that met their spouse online.
But when you saw the browser, when you were at Netscape and you saw what you guys were doing, you could tell that this was going to democratize people. This was going to put power in the hands of people, wasn't it?
You know, I had been using a browser since I think 92. So everyone was like, "Wow, this just makes it so much easier," because
mm-hmm.
everyone was putting a user interface on everything.
Right.
Netscape then what? Netscape did is bring it to the next level.
Right.
A lot of this technology was being used, and the people like myself in Silicon Valley and other engineers.
But until 93, regular folks didn't have access to it.
No, people weren't. Other people weren't. We were using it and saying, "Oh God, wouldn't it be nice if your friends outside of this world could have this?" I mean, we had no idea of, like, right now. I just think to myself, how could I do anything? Because anytime I have a question on anything, I'm
right.
over there in my search engine looking
mm-hmm.
it up, anything,
mm-hmm.
either Wikipedia or Googling it. And I think back, you know, 20 years ago, you had a question, you know, where did you go? You went to the encyclopedia or the library. So you just
right.
didn't get answers because,
right.
you know, that was a lot of work.
For many years, you know, I had a dictionary. I'm still looking at the dictionary sitting at the foot of my desk that I wore out for years before, you know, before the internet.
Yeah.
You know, to do writing, to look up a word or whatever. So that was, folks, that was the origins of the media that you're using these days. And we'll come back. We're going to bring this a little more current. to the modern media, the new versions of the media that you're using today, and let Anita help you kind of decide which is the best to use when. And we'll do that after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.